And then this is, I take this formula for simple cubic of a tight binding model, and I choose an energy, and I ask which kx, ky, kz give me that energy. And then for small energies, if I'm away from the Brillouin zone boundary, it gives something that looks like a sphere, because that would be the free electron model. But as the energy gets larger and you get closer to the Brillouin zone, then what has to happen is this energy K dispersion relationship has to bend over and hit the Brillouin zone at 90 degrees. And you see that it does. So we get to higher and higher energies. And what happens is that holes appear on the at the Brillouin zone boundary of this constant energy surface. These holes appear. And as the energy that I choose to calculate the surface gets bigger, the holes grow in size, and eventually it breaks up into these small regions in the corners of the Brillouin zone. And real materials often do something like this as well. In a real material, then the states that are at the Fermi surface are the ones that are mostly contributing to things like the specific heat or the electrical conductivity or the thermal conductivity. The Fermi surface is this is a constant energy surface like these. These are all constant energy surfaces. It's a constant energy surface that's separating the filled states from the empty states. And it's the electron states right at this transition where that contribute to the things like the specific heat and the electrical conductivity. So which one of these drawings corresponds to the Fermi surface depends on the electron density. For a high electron density, the energy will be higher, they'll be filled through higher energies, and it can look more like this. And for a low electron density, it looks more like one of these.